So the other day, my cousin asked my grandma if she was ever a slave.
Oh my god, what?
Okay, so, hi, my name is Malia Dunlap. Today, I will be sitting down and talking with one of my good friends, Lily.
Hi, I'm Lily Rousseau-Dubois. Thank you for having me today, Malia.
Of course, and welcome to Let's Talk About It. Today's episode, we will be talking about the theory or idea of colorblind racism. This is a topic I have been interested in for a while.
Why this topic specifically, and what's colorblind racism?
This topic isn't one that many people are aware exists. A lot of people may not even be aware that they have this viewpoint because they don't want to come off as offensive and racist. So, many of us know what racism is and what it looks like when acted out. Colorblind racism, on the other hand, may not be as noticeable. The theory of colorblind racism resists seeing racism as a continuing problem or one that is deeply rooted in our society. Colorblindness prevents us from seeing how much racial inequality remains.
So, how can this be offensive and demeaning to people?
By having this colorblind outlook on the world and the people in it, you ignore a person's true identities to try to avoid being racist, but at the same time, you aren't truly acknowledging who that person is and their differences. You are labeling them as the same as everyone else.
Oh, okay. So basically, if I said something about your character because you're black, then in return, I respond, oh, I didn't mean it in an offensive way, and I don't care that you're black, or something along the lines of that, that's considered colorblind racism?
Yeah, pretty much. Just the fact that you stated that you didn't care that I was black, you've already ignored my clearly evident racial difference to try to make yourself seem not blatantly racist. Or even if you had said something like, oh, it's okay because I have friends that are black, you would be making it seem like because these black friends you may have, accept a certain thing you may say or do, you're putting an assumption onto me that I shouldn't get offended or upset, that I should just be accepting of whatever it is because your friends don't mind.
Okay, interesting. So now I have a question for you. Would you rather have a society where blatant racism was evident, like during the times of the civil rights movement, or have a society where only colorblind racism was existing?
Wow. Well, that question kind of caught me off guard a little bit. Let's see. Honestly, I wouldn't want to be a part of like any society like that. I won't get into a super cliche speech about wanting to rid the world of all its evils and blah, blah, blah. You can hear enough about that anywhere else. But since you're asking me, I will have to say having a society built on colorblind racism, reasoning being because I felt that it would be easier to help people understand the differences in different ethnic groups and such. It's not that people would be intentionally trying to be racist. It's just people wouldn't be educated well enough to understand that seeing people's obvious differences in society is okay. I would rather, of course, have my kid or kids understand that, yes, you're black, and yeah, your best friend may be white or Hispanic or another race. And that's fine, you know? It's okay to be aware of those differences, not just with race. Seeing people's sexual orientation, how they identify, their religion, etc., you know?
Sorry if I caught you off guard. I just feel like I should have asked just to see what you had to say. I feel like as we progress throughout society today, there isn't enough being done about some of the issues occurring right now. My last question for you is, how would you make a change for newer generations coming up and potentially your future family?
Oh, that's simple. I would just educate and inform them. The behaviors of a racist, that's all learned behavior. You aren't born to hate those that are different than you. That is learned behavior from elders who have been taught the same. And because of how I was brought up in the world, I was never taught to hate another group or race of people. I was taught to love and accept everyone that was worthy enough of having my love and acceptance, and still see their differences, not be colorblind to it. So I would just do the same, you know, educate the future. I feel that's the only way we can avoid certain things from happening.
That's a very solid and straight to the point answer. We love that.
Well, it was great having you with me here today.
Thank you for having me too, Malia. I had a really great time, and this was an amazing topic to dive into. I feel more informed about the subject.
Of course, anytime. And I'm glad our chat was able to give you a better understanding about this particular topic. Well, that concludes today's talk. Once again, I'm Malia Dunlap, and this is Let's Talk About It. She fill my mind up with ideas. I'm the highest in the room.